Good afternoon. This is the June meeting of the Council of the Whole, Parks and Human Services. In attendance are Councilmember Carson, Councilmember Fields, Councilmember Margeson, Councilmember Padier, Council President Bernie, and I'm Hank Myers, Chair. And we will begin with the approval of consultant agreement for architectural and engineering services for the Redmond Pool.
Okay. I'm John Morick. This is Dave Tuchek. And as you just said, we're just requesting approval of the consultant agreement for the amount of $288,131. This information was presented to you about a month ago, or at least similar information. So we completed the scope and fee negotiation. The design scope will be for the fire protection upgrades, ADA improvements, plumbing upgrades, relining the pool bulkhead, relining the pool and the bulkhead, pool deck resurfacing, lobby and locker room upgrades, parking lot resurfacing, outdoor storage, structural seismic upgrades, asbestos abatement if necessary. From a scheduling standpoint, we plan on going to council on June 18th and start the design as soon as we can execute the contract. We'd like to advertise the project in February 2020 and start construction next spring.
Questions? So this is, I'm sorry, Mr. Fields.
I'm just curious about the 8 million and the 8 million being exactly equal, the budget equal to your estimated expenses. How did you get to an exact number?
Well, that's just the budget we have, and like we're still trying, we'll still be developing the scope to fit within that budget.
I'm sorry, you've got a budget and you're developing scope to that budget?
Well, we'd like to spend all that money for the improvements.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Mr. Margeson.
Thank you. And for phase two, next summer, not this summer, but next summer, will we have to shut the pool down again to execute phase two? And if so, do you have any kind of preliminary estimates on how long it might be closed?
We are planning on shutting it down, and we anticipate probably the same amount of time as the McKinsey contract, which is currently scheduled for June 24th through September 27th, I believe.
Okay, so 3 months. So
pretty similar. That's kind of the plan.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any concerns about putting this on the consent agenda on the 18th? Then we will put it, we will ask the Council President and Vice President to put it on the consent agenda. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
So now we will get a preview of what things will be happening on Derby Day. Rosie? Yeah. Yeah, let's wait till you get a microphone.
Sorry about that. Hello, I'm Rosie Cobos. I'm the Events and Engagement Administrator here, and I'm excited to talk to you guys about Derby Days today. First up, Bethany is going to show us just a quick ad promotional video that we've been putting out for the public to see, just on our internal website and Facebook and things like that. Look at the screen. Great, thanks, Bethany. I think I can just... I can't control it from here, so thank you for that. So as you guys noticed in that previous promotional video, we've been using the new branding element for Derby Days that we have kind of talked about over the last few months. It's included here on our main poster as well. So we've been working with the communications department on creating a new kind of branding element that we'll be able to carry forward year after year. On this particular imaging, in the ones that you saw in there, the background is really what will be changing depending on the theme after each year. So we've been just studying what big, large festivals do, and pretty much all large festivals that have a big kind of regional drawing have their own branding elements. So for this year, we implemented this and hopefully can carry forward year after year, help the community recognize kind of the overall Derby Days imaging moving forward. So some of the things that we're really excited about this year, as you know, the theme is Game On, and we chose that theme because we're excited to showcase different ways that the community participates and connects with one another through different gaming options. So physical games, all the traditional games that in sporting that Derby Days has always had, the Criterium, the bike races, those kind of things, as well as new things that fit in alignment with our theme this year. So some of the exciting things that we're planning on, as you can see on the screen here, the Conundrum Escape, we're partnering with the local Conundrum group, the highest rated one in Redmond. So you go into this inflatable tent and you have 5 minutes to escape with your family and figure out, it's kind of a puzzle that you have to figure out with your family to escape. We're going to have a video game arcade, and we're partnering with DigiPen to bring that. The Kids Zone this year is featuring the Beyblade game, and if you've never heard of that, neither had I. However, it's actually a really great story. A local elementary student wrote to the mayor a few months back requesting Beyblade in the community. It's a game that younger children play, and there's a TV following of it. Anyways, we responded to that through the mayor and have actually set up a meeting with the family. Several months, you know, time period cut short. They are bringing this game to Derby Days. We had a great story that is hopefully going to be put out in the Redmond Reporter with a photo op with the mayor and the families bringing their family and stuff like that. So kind of a great story there. Featuring Minute to Win It games. We'll have Battle of the Bands in partnership with the Teen Center at the Old Firehouse. The Cornhole Tournament has been expanded this year because of the success of last year. We're just going to build on it. We're bringing trivia back to the Beer Garden, trivia with a digital twist. Virtual reality games will be there. The Eastgate races will be back. One of the featured things on the screen here is the Battle Royale Pac-Man. So within the video arcade, you can battle your friends and do Pac-Man. All of those activities are free, as always. So just a kind of a unique way to bring sporting and gaming elements to Derby Days and still have that friendly competition. Not working. We got turned off. I probably did that while I was talking. Thanks, Chip. So some of the kind of internal goals that we have for the event this year, beyond the things that I just mentioned, we really want to make sure that all the games are designed so that people of all different age demographics, cultural demographics can participate and feel like they're connecting with the community. So we're intentionally designing the games around things for all ages, from the diaper derby up to the trivia, up to the kids' Minute to Win It and things like that. I would say that our biggest focus internally has been our heightened focus on sponsorship and local partner integration into the event. So one of the things I wanted to point out was last year our total sponsorship dollars, including monetary and in-kind, was just at about $43,000. Currently, we're at $115,000, and that's based on in-kind and monetary sponsorship, just through really focusing on those partners, asking people how they can get involved. One of the big things, which is bullet number three here, is just our costs increase every year. The cost of tents, the cost of power, the cost of these things, they just increase every year. And we are really trying to stem the flow of our revenue, needing to get more and more revenue to throw this event. So it's really looking at partners and making sure that we are hitting our cost recovery goals for that. So I think the team is probably most proud of just how we're reaching out, connecting with the community, and hopefully at Derby Days this year, you'll see a larger presence of local gaming groups and other individuals who are bringing things to participate at a level that helps us be more cost effective. The other biggest thing that we're most proud of is our improvements on the main stage. I've mentioned, I believe, to this group before, but we are We have a new stage this year that we're going to roll out that hasn't been used before. We're talking larger festival stage that has better sound quality, better stage presence, all of those things. So we're hoping with this stage, we're actually able to garner a higher quality and level of musicians. So we have partnered with or contracting with musicians this year that have a more regional draw. So hoping to bring people from around to that actually want to come and just listen to these really great bands that the team has been able to get. And then one of the things that we're working with internal departments on is that we've noticed that over the last few years, when we talk about how many people attend an event, we're kind of recycling and using the same numbers based on previous estimates. And what we learned at Redmond Lights last year was our numbers were off significantly. We know, for example, at Redmond Lights that there was over 60,000 people that attended Redmond Town Center just in a certain time period on Saturday. And we are continuing to say maybe 15,000 people came. So we know that our numbers are off. That doesn't mean, just to clarify, that doesn't mean that those 60,000 people all came to Redmond Light. So we can anticipate that the number was certainly higher than our projections. So we're working with, talking with police, talking with emergency management, just to make sure that we know how to use best practices to get better attendance count so that we can plan our safety plans accordingly. We can also, this will help us get in more sponsorship dollars too if we're saying they have a bigger draw. So that's another internal factor that we're focusing on. Just this last point here, we have expanded our marketing emphasis. We did get some slight additional funding from our LTAC revenue this year. So we have moved forward with contract with Hubbard Radio, which has the largest radio draw in the Seattle metropolitan area. So those radio stations there, they're going to be providing us with marketing and live ads. Essentially, they're providing us $30,000 of in-kind additional advertising with them. So that's part of that in-kind sponsorship through just getting live and recorded ads on their thing. We're also partnering this year with Northwest Folklife Festival, who just finished last year or last weekend. They're going to help. They are curating a three-hour time period for the main stage. So we'll be able to actually say Folklife is curating and presenting these musicians for us. So it's a great partnership there. And then you can see the Metro King County bus on the screen. We, for all three, for Redmond Lights, Derby Days, and So Bizarre, we have a four-week King County Metro contract where we'll be doing bus ads for the 4 weeks prior to each of those three main events throughout the year. And then our music lineup, I mentioned that because we are bringing all of our music stuff in-house this year, we have a heightened kind of ability and control over who's playing. If you know any of these bands, you know that these are regional bands who have a big pull, and the goal is that they'll be bringing their people to actually come to the event and just to hear them. The arts team that's really helped build this is celebrating because these are huge names. Some of these are huge names that they've been able to get. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about the Battle of the Bands in partnership with the OFH Teen Center. They have a Battle of the Bands coming up, and then the winners of those, the top three, will be coming and playing at Derby Days. Yeah. Yeah, and that's in conclusion. Are there any questions? Oh, and the other thing I did want to point out to you guys are the, I know that Jill Smith talked to you about council's involvement with the booth. So that's all going, and I was letting you know that next week I'll be following up with an email about the council parade engagement, seeing if you guys, if you have a specific request, if you want to walk or ride a bike or anything of that nature. So please be looking for an email coming soon about that. Any other questions or thoughts?
Ms. Fields, go ahead.
So I just want to say, I just want to commend everything that you just said, because I like the idea that we're expanding it and we're looking for those community partners for the future events. And I think, you know, I'm comparing this to when my now 40-year-old son used to live here, and I would try to get him to go to Derby Days, and he would say, nah. And he, as a coincidence, will be in town during Derby Days with his two daughters. So I'm excited to show him that things have changed and got much better. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Other questions? And I want to note that Gerald Lee Anderson has joined us. If there are no further, any more questions? Anything else for the good of the order?
Great.
We're adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.